Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Welcome.
Oh my goodness,
yes.
What a week. And we have, as a continual from last week, Stephanie Rojas.
Yes. Stephanie Rojas.
Thank you guys, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are lined up, Stephanie. They heard you were coming back.
Yes.
All right, sit down. Take it easy.
Calm down. We're going to have to call the riot squad or something like that. Now, is that, my mic is on, right?
You are on.
Okay.
You are live. Can you not hear yourself?
Well, I saw.
Speak louder or forever hold your peace.
All righty then. And you are actress, writer?
Yes.
PA,
casting director, first AD, producer, a little bit of everything.
Nice.
What can you not do?
Right? I don't know. I have yet to discover I could be Batgirl. You know?
No.
Gaffer.
Yeah. I fight crime.
Batgirl.
Yes. Fight crime, you know?
I saw your newest photos on Instagram, which is Rojas
underscore out.
Out, that's right. And I liked your Batgirl photos. Those
yeah,
awesome.
I have to thank the photographer, you know, Incubus, you know, Danny, he's amazing. And he left me speechless with those photos, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm really stoked. I'm going to print those, put them in my master room.
I know, that's really cool.
Make a poster out of it.
Yeah, definitely. It's like coming soon to a theater near you.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
Rojas out. New Cassandra Cain. Brought to you by not Warner Brothers.
No. Right? Brought to you by Logan's Production.
There you go.
There you go.
That's the true production right there.
There you go.
No offense to Warner Brothers.
No.
Okay? I am free to be casted, by the way.
Yeah, we're all free to be casted.
Yeah,
so
even me.
Cast us in the next superhero film.
I'm the next big thing right here, baby.
There you go.
I love the crazy story behind Warner Brothers.
Okay.
I think we're getting a little too crazy.
Oh.
Is that what he was saying?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right, we gotta be very quiet on this podcast. No, that's okay. We just won't be
too loud.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
See,
good.
We get in
voices,
trouble when
indoor
we're
voices.
Together.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's time for me to go, guys.
We're just again.
Tick, tick, tick,
tick. We're just dynamite when mm-hmm. we're together, you guys.
It's like Baymax, you know. You do the little, you know.
Alrighty.
So you guys have a lot to talk about.
Yes. Okay.
From last week.
Continuous from last week. This is part two, like we said. And just to recap, the story is about this
creepy
casting director who was pretending to be a few names: Mike Trax, mm-hmm. Mike Mills, which, by the way, Mike Mills is a real director on IMDb. He's behind X Factor, One Tree Hill, 20th Century Woman, a few others. But this guy was pretending to be him. And of course, he does look a little bit like Mike Mills, but not really. You know, like I said, I met this guy up close and immediately I was like, oh, you look very different. But now just to recap, you were casted in one of his projects as Mike Trax.
As Mike Trax, yes, for one of his PSAs.
And it had to do with a bulimia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, and you had to throw up for real.
I had to throw up for real. It was method acting, apparently. He made this mixture, which actually makes you throw up. And he was saying, all actors do this, you know, all actors take this so they can go ahead and vomit, you know, and work, make it look realistic.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, I do it all the time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then I'm just like, okay, you know, I mean, as actors, you're like, all right, well, he's a casting director. He knows what he's doing. Let's go for it. I kept doing that nonstop. Uh-huh. And I was going. He made me eat like all this junk food, everything, just so I can go ahead and feel very nauseous. Mm-hmm. And it worked. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the scenes I shot was after I had done that was like a shower scene. And I was still wearing a shirt and stuff. And it was a shower scene where I had to be like, look depressed, look sad, because, you know, you're a bulimic person and you're mm-hmm. going through this, and you had to react and show yourself how you're feeling. So, you know, he was just telling me, you know, just go ahead, just go through. Let's go through the emotions and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a quite interesting production itself, because it was just him and I. It was very professional though. But after that, he's like, you know, do you want to go ahead and relax and sleep? I'm like, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, get paid. I just want to go. Because mm-hmm. towards the end, you just feel like, you know, this is awkward. This is weird. I just want to get out. Like, you know. But after that, a lot of contacting afterwards through text messages and whatnot. And he just kept saying, as far as like relationship wise, mm-hmm. he knew about my relationship, and he was asking me, well, you know what, if your boyfriend does not know, you know, if he doesn't know what he has, you know, you can always contact me. And I'm like, I'm like, okay.
Weird.
Like, no, I'm not interested, number one. If I were, you know, I could right. have made a move, you know, that day. Yeah. But no, okay. Sorry, my yeah. tracks.
Yeah, and you were there for a role. You weren't there for a date.
Yeah, you know exactly.
So that's definitely a red flag.
It is.
For sure, for sure. Also, it's important to note, now, he was mentioning, he was dragging in sort of a friend of yours, mm-hmm. right? Her name, we'll
keep it anonymous.
Name.
Yeah, we'll just... Yeah.
Now, what's the fun in that?
Well, I know, Brittany, I don't even talk to her anymore, unfortunately. It's like, because well, it really doesn't matter.
And it's okay to say, like, someone's first name, mm-hmm. because...
Yeah, I'm not giving the last name, or any, it can be any
Spears.
Britney.
There are, like,
yeah, exactly.
millions of Britney.
Yes.
Smith.
Britney Spears, you said Britney Spears.
Marshall. No.
Yeah, so, and he kept bringing her up, like, oh, she sends me these provocative photos.
Yes, it's like photo shoots. Uh-huh. And she would do these photo shoots. She would do, like, these lingerie photo shoots, modeling pictures. And I, to myself, kept wondering, why would she even send these pictures to him? Mm-hmm. Number one, you never want to send a casting director pictures, especially pictures like that. I get, you know, if it's a model modeling agency, that would be different.
And that's the problem, because a lot of these young women, they are eager to make it, and they don't really set up that important boundary line.
They don't.
Because it's important to understand that not everyone, just because it's Hollywood, not everyone wants to make you famous. There
yes.
are people that want to exploit you. And
yep.
Yeah, it's not just all about the make it big or famous no. or whatever. There are also people, you know, I mean.
So what's that expression, fake it to make it?
Well, that's a problem, because when you fake it to make it, I always say you die the moment you take it.
Exactly.
That's my line.
Damn.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Because you know how it's the thing, you breed, if you're successful, you breed success, right?
Yes.
Like attracts like, mm-hmm. for example, so you're a certain kind of person, mm-hmm. you're going to attract a certain kind of people, right? Down to earth.
Yes.
Awesome, funny, like me. So...
Hiya.
No, I'm kidding. No, but, and so it's important to understand that. So when you're faking it, now you've created this persona that is not you. So you're
yes.
going to attract unauthentic people mm-hmm. with ulterior motives that you don't even know what, because you faked it so much, you've lived in a lie, you can no longer, you know, it's that's that part where you start to believe your own lie. And then it becomes this just rabbit hole.
That's true.
Even a scientist explained, you know, there comes a point when you're going to need those instincts.
Yes.
And you won't have them because you suppressed it for so long. So anyways, moving forward, so he was bringing her on in sort of like in a sense to kind of pressure you a little bit, right?
It was more a pressure,
like,
towards,
hey, she's doing this.
Yeah, it's like, well, you go ahead, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, I got another movie coming up, you know? It's
yeah.
like, oh, the middle man, whoever this, you know, these characters were in
no.
his role.
Annie P.
Yeah, Annie
yeah,
P. For, yeah, and then there was Tracy from New York Times. Tracy.
So supposedly,
yes.
now Annie P. was the middle woman of this, but now we do believe it was the same guy. Yeah. Because this woman never produced herself.
No.
And she was always behind the camera.
It was always by email.
Yeah.
Never phone calls. So we knew, you know, if you're going to talk to someone, you're going to talk to someone through the phone to get to know them a little bit better. Emails is a whole different story because anyone can be someone. Yeah.
And people can also change their voices.
Exactly.
Let's not forget that.
Yes. That's another thing.
Oh, I mean, do you guys, I don't know if you guys remember, we love, you know,
Home Alone.
Special Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
There you go.
And there was an episode with Robin Williams pretending to be like so many different people.
Oh my
gosh. And he would change his voices.
The multiple personalities.
He wasn't playing a multiple personality disorder individual. He was just taking on these different characters, to pretend like he had an alibi.
Wow.
Got it.
Where he really didn't. It was a really sad story and very deep because his wife had died in the episode. Anyways, it was a really good episode. I'll give him that. So it is important to note that anyone could actually also alter their voice regardless. So that's why I made that point. This Annie P was never produced.
No, she wasn't.
And so there were a lot of exchanges, and then she sent you an email saying, hey, you know, make yourself more attractive to him because he's casting. And then she sent you this weird email by supposedly a writer named Tracy from the New York Times. Which, by the way, was like Tracy something at Gmail,
not New York Times or something like that.
Yeah. Yes. It should be like at NY Times or something. And so that's, like you said, red flag in that email. They wanted to know very intimate
stuff. I mean, this is like stuff that you would only tell your significant other.
Right.
Or your close girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Or when you're drunk at the bar.
Yes, when you're drunk or you're getting Rachel your memoirs like 20 years from now and be like, I was with so many X amount of partners.
Just really creepy stuff. And you did mention some of them in the previous podcast if anyone's interested in that. Maybe the story sounds familiar to you guys, who knows, because we do believe this guy has done this to other aspiring actresses. And
from there on I just moved on. I never contacted him ever again. He tried to contact me a couple of times asking me how I was doing and stuff, and out of courtesy I once just texted him saying, hey, you know, I hope everything's well, you know, just seeing, you know, if you're doing any other films or any stuff, what's happening whatsoever. But that was up to that was just very professional, very courteous and whatnot. He's like, oh, you know, I'm so glad you texted me, and you know, it's so nice to hear from you. I'm like, that's not happening. Happening, sir.
Bye.
But we just want everyone to know, especially actresses, even actors, you come across with Mike Trax, or you come across Mike Mills, or any other kind of Mike. Mike, that you just watch out, you know, question yourself. And a lot of this thing I want to bring up with the hashtag Me Too movement too.
Yes.
Coming up with doing the movie short film Slate, written and directed by Nicholas Varela. It's about the casting director, a producer who's creepy, and I'm going to be playing the older daughter of this young actress who's very naive in that sense, because she doesn't know what the real world is like out there. And for young actresses, we know how that is, especially because no one is out there to help them out. So we really want to, you know, release that. So be on the lookout. November, we're actually slated to actually film this short film and take it out to film festivals and get it out there. And it's a dark comedy, but this is going to have an interesting twisted ending.
Nice. So that's
looking forward to that.
I think it's definitely going to catch people's eyes, because like you said, you know, with the whole Me Too movement going on, stories like that are definitely needed. And now, just for the record, now, you met Mike Trax around what year?
I would want to say 2014, 13, I want to say.
Okay. And then... Now, we met on a set. It was about 2 years ago.
It was, yes.
And now, around that time, same year, I got this interesting audition, right? It was through... See, No offense to Backstage. Backstage is great.
Yes.
And they do provide great opportunities, especially if you're non-union, you guys. It is great. Mm-hmm. However, there are certain things where I notice it can be a little sketchy.
It's like Craigslist.
Craigslist a little bit, yeah. Which is unfortunate. But
I've had pretty good luck with the Craigslist, actually.
Too,
you know? I mean,
yeah,
I've sold a lot of things.
You.
Yeah, no, but
lost
but
my virginity to Craigslist.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
411 of the day.
I know.
No, but it can see. It's a great platform for those starting out.
Yes.
And I think, you know, like I said, there are a lot of people that are just out to exploit.
Mm-hmm.
And they sniff these platforms out. Right.
Yeah, exactly that.
And so be careful, you guys, on Backstage. I have notified them of sketchy things, and immediately they do take it into consideration.
Great.
They do. They do not wait. They do not hesitate. They do take good action. So around 2 years ago, I came across a PSA, but for drunk driving. And now, as I briefly mentioned in the previous episode, you know, like I said, oh, this guy was Mike Mills. Checked him out IMDb. I'm like, oh, wow, this guy's legit. I go, the meeting is set up at HBO. And now when I get there, I see that he didn't even come out. He said, I'll meet you by the food court during my lunch hour. And now he didn't even come out from a suite office. He had a backpack on, and he looked like he was
like
sort
he
of
just
wondering.
Came in.
Yeah. So I was like,
watch out for those guys
weird.
In backpacks.
Watch out for, okay.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a lot of headshots from previous actors.
Yeah.
Yes. So when we sit down, there came a moment because he was telling me how it was going to be shot with just him and myself. I asked him, can I bring someone else? He's like, no, you got to drink for real. You got to pass out for real. It's an experimental piece.
And I'm going to step in into this.
Yeah.
Don't want me to interrupt.
No,
but
no, that's fine.
A lot of actors, especially, but those people who don't know, when we do acting, mm-hmm. drunk acting, mm-hmm. you don't drink for real.
Yeah.
You do your acting.
Yeah.
So
that's
a red flag.
It is. And anyone knows, you know, especially when it's a legitimate project, for example, like studios, they don't want you to drink for real because that's a liability on their part.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall, something happens, anything, your liver explodes.
You're done.
Because you got so drunk. They would be sued. They would have penalties, period.
Yeah.
If not
that
sued.
That makes sense. A liability, insurance, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah. That's
like,
why right now Ben Affleck.
You could be allergic.
That's
why right now Ben Affleck is having a hard time getting any work because, you know.
With his situation.
Exactly.
And
so thank goodness for Jennifer Garner, by the way.
She's a wonderful woman.
What a wonderful ex-wife. She did an intervention for him. She's like there for him.
And it's, you
she
know,
really cares,
good
man.
In the bad times, you know.
Right,
she's
right.
not just leave him. And then, you know, this is the father, you know,
of her kids.
So it, you know, for her to actually help and go through all of this with him.
Yeah, and she doesn't have to technically.
No, she doesn't. So
and
she...
then she created Peppermint. Now it's
so bless you, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
That is a great, I mean, that movie is really good. I can't wait to watch it this coming week, by the way. But yeah, so back to the topic. Yeah, that's a big red flag. Anyone asking you to do something for real. And so now when we were there at the cafeteria, he noticed my face just change from, oh, cool, to, I don't like this. And immediately he started pulling out headshots. Yeah, because look at all these actors, you know, they've all auditioned for me and they're very interested. And I point out one headshot of a friend I knew. Oh, you know, so-and-so, we'll just call her Jane. You know, Jane. Oh, I know her. When she auditioned for you today? Turns out, after I left, I had this really achy feeling in my stomach because he got very weird. Now, when I left, the valet guys looked at me so bizarre when I told them, oh, it's not validated. They're like, they asked me, well, where did you come from? I'm like, oh, an audition. They didn't validate. They always validate if it's audition.
Oh.
Red flag.
I would
and
be
I was
upset.
Like, yeah. And they seriously looked at each other like, what the heck is going on? He looked at his buddy like, what the heck? And I was like, what the heck?
Can you still validate it though? Can I?
But sir, can you?
Yeah.
Si se puede,
hook a sister up.
Hook a sister up. No, so I had to pay like $8 for like 15 minutes
wow,
that
wow.
I was there. Which, by the way, Mike Mills, you still, the fake Mike Mills, you owe me $8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want my money.
Come on.
Or give her money.
We're going to send Stewie. I want my money.
And I pull over the car. I call Jane, right, this friend, and she's like, oh, yeah, him. Yeah, I met him. But wait a minute. He said I auditioned for him? No, wait, that was months ago. And she told me it was for something totally different.
That's
totally unrelated. We go to the authorities. First of all, I call HBO. I notify them of this. Like I said in the previous episode, it took a while back before they contacted me back. They didn't even, you know, really take the time to look at photos, excuse me, video, security video. I gave them a date and a time. I had everything. And I feel like, you know, like I said, this really just went under their noses and no one really blinked about it. And I'm calling them, telling them, and the LAPD, we were sent from one police station to the other in downtown.
Wow.
And when we called, because we didn't want to keep going bouncing back and forth, we called and then the guy literally told us, can you hold on 1 second? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got an emergency on the other line.
Mm.
It really felt like I looked at my friend and we were really like, was he just trying to say that this, I got something better, more important to attend to?
Oh my gosh.
Because this guy is just, it's seriously a terrible situation waiting to happen. Anyone that meets up with him.
But if it happens again now, I'm pretty sure they would take different actions now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Honestly, with everything that's happening right now, they're going to take it much more seriously. Back then,
yeah, you know, that's not the problem. It was pre Harvey Weinstein takedown.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, which is really, you know, it's really bad. But
we're thankful that we save each other from something like that.
And by the way, yes, you guys, networking is great because that's how I met you. And yes, we kept in contact. And then my gut feeling, remember I randomly sent you that text message? I was like, do you know this guy?
And then I told you, this is the same number, but with a different last name.
Uh-huh, because you like, got that like special memory going on.
We became detectives going on here.
Yes, Jessica Jones style. But we're going to wrap it up for this story and just say, you know, be careful, you guys. And if anyone has had a similar situation, feel free to contact us. Go to our website or social media accounts. It's all there.
StrangeChameleonShow.com.
Our link is on our LA Talk Radio site. So just let us know if you guys have had any weird encounters.
That gut feeling, use it.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Now you have time to stick around, right, for our SKS topic?
Of course I do.
All right, here we go.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Miss America contestant Maloney Sioma. Hello.
This is Miss America kind of music, no?
America, sort of. Did you hear about this?
No, I have not, so I'm interested to hear.
When she introduced herself, she said, hello, my name is, you know, Maloney Sioma. I am... I think you got to get your age.
What's her last name again?
Sioma.
Sioma,
and
okay.
She said, I am representing Michigan, the state that provides, that produces, she said, like 70-something percent of fresh water for the nation and none for its residents.
Oh.
That was bam.
Throwing shade.
I was like, yeah. You know what? I remember when I first saw this, I'm like, she's going to win for sure. She's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't win.
Oh, bummer.
But I love the way that the girls in the back were looking at her.
Did a reaction?
No,
like,
yeah, well, no, no, no. So everyone's like with their fake smiles, right? And as soon as she says that, they're all like, she was just so strong. I love people that are so real like that. And
yeah,
they own their power and their
Miss Congeniality kind of thing.
Yes, and then everyone was like, it's like, what are you doing here? Clearly, you don't stand for anything, because
mm-hmm.
or else that wouldn't faze you.
Yeah,
you'd be like, yeah, girl, you tell them. Mm-hmm. I'd be that one. But this brings me to ask, you know, with plastic surgery being what it is, I mean, I hope that these contestants don't have any plastic surgery done, because then I understand it's not just about the looks. It's the, you know, they go through a personality mm-hmm. test, whatever. It's about brain, beauty, and how well social they are, and issues that they care about. But, you know, anyone can look good with plastic surgery.
Yes.
So if
they
you
can?
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Cher. Right.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Where's the cricket I mean, drop? I'm just kidding.
You know, my point is, like, anyone can look a certain way, of good with plastic surgery. So if you natural beauty, if you take natural beauty away, it's like, well, where's the real competition?
True.
Mm-hmm. It just takes away from the competition is my point.
I'm all about natural beauty and so forth. The only reason you should only use plastic surgery is you survived a terrible accident. You survived in a fire, mm-hmm. or you're just born ugly, but you want to look beautiful, you know?
Chameleon.
No, I'm just saying, like, it happens. But if you don't like the way you look and you want to improve plastic surgery, but the people who are already beautiful or pretty, but they just want to keep doing what they're doing. You start looking like Michael Jackson, and, you know, whatever.
And you want to age gracefully too. Right, I believe in aging gracefully.
Right.
You don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Aging gracefully, and it gives you more motivation to stay healthy.
Exactly. Drink more water, guys.
Yeah.
Drink more water. That's right. More fluids.
Drink more water. Next. Hello. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of this website, fakefurfacts.com.
Fakefurfacts.com. Hmm.
Supposedly, it's a... Well, I saw this billboard. Now, it's circulating. It's in New York. And it says that real fur is better for the environment than fake fur, because fake fur has a bunch of, like, toxic plastics and chemicals and all that. Okay, first of all,
it's
toxic and poisonous, either one.
I hear PETA calling.
Yeah, they're on the line.
No, yeah, it's either one, it's bad. Like, fake fur has toxics,
yes,
you know, to preserve it and all that. But real fur does as well.
It does.
And they're trying to say that real fur is, like, healthier and better for the environment. Not true at all. And not only is it just bloodshed when you go real fur, mm-hmm. you know, it's atrocious. But it's just as bad. It's just as harmful, chemically speaking.
It really is. I mean, if you really think about it, you could tell the difference between real fur and fake fur. But I wouldn't feel comfortable to be wearing real fur just because I'll be thinking about the animal that they slaughtered.
Right.
And it's like, this animal could have enjoyed their lives and, you know, created more lives. But this is something that PETA would be there,
cracking
like,
down.
Front seat and be like, no.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness that London Fashion Week will be for free for the first time.
Ooh.
Not because they banned fur from their Fashion Week, mm-hmm. but just because there was no need for fur this year in fashion, apparently.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, that's
a good
thing.
Year. Good year for the animals 2018.
Keep the animals alive.
On a sad note, the Sphinx macaw, the bluebird mm-hmm. Based in the movie Rio, that wonderful bluebird, it's a Sphinx macaw. It's now a fish.
Sphinx macaw.
It's now officially extinct in the wild.
That really hurt me.
Yeah.
Because of deforestation, wildlife trafficking, and logging.
Jeez.
Isn't it?
It's
so
sad.
What else are we going to lose?
Seriously.
I heard lions, tigers, I think,
are
going.
They're becoming endangered.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Polar bears.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
because of the global warming.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, on another note.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Murder, She Wrote quite like this. A woman was arrested in Portland, Oregon for allegedly shooting her husband to death. However, before she died, she had written a blog titled How to Kill Your Husband.
Oh, my
gosh. She had written 7 previous romance novels. And there is a post by BuzzFeed that states she never wanted to be in, she wouldn't really get caught, and that how blue, excuse me, orange is not her color for a jumpsuit. So, and I saw a photo, she was in a blue jumpsuit.
Oh.
Okay, because she was arrested, of course.
So blue is the new black?
Yeah, I know.
She was arrested. She's wearing blue jumpsuit in court. So I guess now she can join Slipknot.
Oh, my
God. There you go.
Band member. She can fit right in.
You know, it's kind of, I actually heard that story just recently, and they were reading, they were talking about how they were reading comments that other women were leaving, and they were like, yeah, I've thought about killing my husband. So many times, people, women actually do imagine and have thoughts about killing their significant other. So it makes you wonder.
That's sick.
Men out there,
yeah,
don't piss off your wife.
Behave.
Or your girlfriends, or vice versa of anything whatsoever.
Man, you know what?
Decapitation. No.
There are times when I've gotten upset with Chameleon, but I've never.
Oh, boy.
No, but I've, as strange might be, I've never thought of that.
No.
It's
neither have I.
It's just something so bizarre.
It makes me wonder the psychological
right.
minds of
or
these
have
women.
I?
Stay tuned for the next episode.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
But you know what? This, I couldn't help but ask this. Now, if they arrested this woman mainly based because it's allegedly shooting her husband now, and of course the blog title "How to Kill Your Husband" greatly supports this theory for the cops. I mean, this is just fuel for them.
Yeah.
Now, why aren't we arresting O.J. Simpson for "If I Did It"?
I know, huh?
Okay, well, what's
the deal with
that?
That?
I mean, technically, if I did it, right? He didn't do it.
If, right, is the question, in quotes.
See how he did that? See how he did that, you guys?
Yeah. I was watching like a comedy special with Damon Wayans not too long ago, and he was kind of imitating, you know, if I really did it, you know. I mean, you know, I got bad knees. I can't even jump over the wall, you know. And you know my hand is so large, and the glove doesn't even fit. And you know I never drop a ball. I never drop the ball, so why would I drop a damn glove, you know? Like, and he was just going over,
that's
and it was
funny.
Really funny. It's like,
but the thing that people miss, though, any other jokes, Chameleon?
I can go just, on and on.
Should we
no,
ask
I'm
some advice? Advice from OJ, see how he got away with it and help this.
I don't understand why everyone based it on he didn't do it because the glove didn't fit, because everyone knows that leather shrinks when it gets wet, and it rained that night.
Yeah.
So, you know, why didn't she bring, did she even bring up this fact? Because that would create, you know, that
plausibility?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If I could turn back time.
Probable cause, yeah.
If I could turn back time, I would have looked that word up.
No, but, you know, it's just, I feel like, how come they didn't address that?
Things should have been done differently. And I just really think it was an inside job of not having him, you know, convicted.
Right.
Should have been. So,
well, you know, it says it speaks volumes when your best friend ends up thinking that you really did do it. Did you see?
Yep.
He wasn't even excited for him.
No.
When, because his name was Robert Kardashian,
yes.
Right? And he wasn't even excited when they said not innocent. He was just like,
oh, God, we're letting loose. Oh,
right.
Or,
man, I still got to, like, drink beers with this guy.
Yeah.
Play golf with him.
But got a great payday.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we were discussing a little bit of, you know, deforestation and what's
right.
going on with the animals. Now, Mark Upton, that is a name you won't be hearing for a while. In Wyoming, a hunting guide was mauled to death by a bear. Guiding hunter Corey Chabon. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Chabon.
Chabon.
I'm saying the next Chabon.
We'll go with that.
Cuban. After they had killed an elk with a bow, and they went back to the site the following day to get the body, but it had been moved.
Oh.
So they finally spot the body, and they moved the carcass and attempted to carry it out when they were charged by the bear. So it's like,
wow.
This bear is such an OG, you guys. It's like, thanks for giving me my food. You killed my food.
You leave it alone.
Now I'm going to have you for dinner, bitch.
Whoa.
Got his cheese going on. It's like,
I mean, I can't say that I'm sorry to hear about this. Yeah. I got to tell you, because also a few months back in South Africa, a group of poachers were eaten alive when they broke into an animal sanctuary.
Ooh.
For rhinos. Ooh, and apparently along the way, they had unknowingly been stalked by a pride of lions.
Mm.
So when they least expected, bam, they came out, they mauled them. So, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword.
That's
you live
right.
By killing animals, you're going to get eaten alive by
when
them.
When animals attack.
I know.
Human beings.
And it's okay.
Next episode is National Geographic.
When the hunter becomes prey.
Dun dun.
I mean, think about it, right?
Yeah.
That's, well.
I saw a video on YouTube. There's a video of a man hunting, trying to hunt like a deer, and then this deer ends up just kicking his butt. It's, I don't know. It's kind
you
of
know, animals are getting those instincts, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey.
Well, if we can, I was going to think of ideas that may work, but not really kind of deal.
Yes.
Little segment just to change talks as we're running out of time. if basically I was thinking, you know, you see those wingsuits, right? I think those are pretty amazing. You know, they're just huge parachutes and you jump off cliffs and stuff like
yes.
that. So what if it was digital? What if you had some guy with a controller can fly around and stuff like that?
Ideas that make work.
But not really.
But not really, yeah.
So can you imagine? I mean, you know how like that person committed suicide on the plane?
Yes.
And you know, there's times that where you know, they might be like, you know what? I'm just going to take this out on this person and now, or they can hack into it. And all of a sudden now he's in control and he's running into, you know, buildings or floors or whatever, and he's just all around.
He would be controlled by a certified remote controller. He would guide you as you fly.
Right.
It's a secret James Bond.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But the con is it can get hacked.
Exactly. Mm. That's the problem.
And then you're banging like against the
right repetitive
the NY building. So that would definitely be a problem.
Yeah.
And then that's the idea. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, by the way, this is the first time I wear hoop earrings.
First time in the hoops.
You know, we're wearing like little earrings.
We are.
Look at that.
Yeah,
we're in
I missed
sync.
My earrings. I didn't bring mine.
Chameleon says he forgot his.
That's okay.
Well, we have a special little
strange theory.
Well, I was thinking, you know, we can have, you know, someone from over in different countries and can ever, we always get like a lot of different people from all different parts of the world listening to our show
oh,
and
we
so
do.
Forth. So
it's a little time for the weather.
The weather lady.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Estamos celebrando las fiestas patrias de México y Centroamérica. Para mañana va a estar frío y para el resto de la semana 70 grados. ¡Ay! Disfruten escuchando el extraño Chameleon Show. Listen to the Straight Chameleon Show. ¡Ay, ay, ay!
All right.
Woo! Woo! I
we
like
hope you got that.
That. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. They're listening. They're listening
yeah.
out there.
From here, we're going to go and discuss the strange theory.
Okay. Yeah, let's get right into it.
Faces come out of the rain.
That was a little strange.
Ooh, that was a little strange, yeah. What was that? Sounds like a drone.
I have no
idea. Live.
Coming to life.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Well, here's my strange theory. Now, with so many droughts happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's Africa, I mean, here, all over the world. Now, people like Elon Musk, you know, space exploration is becoming a bit more privatized because... you know, NASA is being, they're not very well funded by mm-hmm. the government. They're very restricted, but everyone's eager to go to space. So now with these privatized companies, they could easily create a system and want to create a system where they begin to discover these worlds with water, which, by the way, it has been confirmed that there are other planets yes. out there with water. They figure out a way to transport it here.
Oh.
Strange theory, though.
Yeah, this is your theory. Okay.
The microbes from that water mutates at high accelerations, unpredictable accelerations, and it causes mass death on planet Earth.
Okay.
Because, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you're going to bring something that's alien to Earth, and you don't know how it's going to react.
I was really looking forward to you saying, you know, I would be able to join X-Men and be a mutant and all this stuff, you know.
You drink the water and yeah, you get superpowers.
Yeah.
Know? But you just, yeah, that was a Debbie Downer. Debbie Downer there.
I thought that's where you're going to go to as well, yeah.
It is a strange theory, you guys.
Yeah. Use your imagination, I guess, and we can go off from there. Who knows?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's just, I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we need to do is take care of our planet. Stop going to Mars and X, Y, and Z because it's all here. We got problems here. Yeah. Let's figure out how we can solve them before we go and destroy another planet yeah. out there.
The other lives, you know, they can figure out their ways.
Yeah.
They figure it out. You know, here we're struggling.
I mean, hey, if, you know, aliens really do exist, don't you think they'll be fine?
They'll be fine. They're intelligent enough.
Yeah. Way more intelligent than us. I mean,
yeah.
And if they like do exist,
500 steps away.
I don't believe that they would be good guys. Mm. Because if they're good guys, then they would help us.
We learn a lot from the X-Files.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
And that so was your strange theory.
There we go.
All right.
What's that? A werewolf?
I think it was that water mutating.
Yeah.
I think that's the sound.
Becoming a mutant or something.
Coming to life. I remember on, what is it, K-Rock, they had, when the Fukushima happened and the radiation that went to the Pacific Ocean, they had something where it's like, hey, we've got the Pacific Ocean on the line. Hello? It was so hilarious.
That's funny.
Next segment. Okay.
You got it? Is everything
okay
all right?
You're okay there? Your headphones are
those
bit,
hoops
you know?
Got control of you or something. They're taking
those
over.
Those hoops are partying.
Next thing you know, my head is going to fall off.
Well, yeah. We hope not.
Yeah, I know. We kind of need you
yeah,
on the show here.
Yeah, we need you here. Well, we got a little segment now. Last time, the other day, we played a little ventilator. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to go ahead, you know, and you just want to vent.
Yeah, let's get into it.
What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator? Expression is your second nature.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's safe to say we were Mighty Morphin Power Ranger fans.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Back in the days.
Still are. Well, we were just thinking, you know, there's so much to vent about. I
so
mean,
much.
During this week or maybe years ago, whatever's on your mind, just vent about it.
What do you want to just vent? Get it out of your chest. Oh,
well, I just recently talked to a friend of mine who was actually on set, and she met this one guy. First day on set, never met before. This goes to men and also to women. It can affect anyone. But if you meet someone, do not go ahead and decide upon yourself to hug someone if they haven't given their consent. Don't do that.
Louis C.K. type of thing.
Yeah. And it's like, don't be creepy about it. You know, don't ask about, oh, you know what, you know, it's like, what's your Instagram? Let me go ahead and find you. Oh, it's like, who are these people? It's like, do you have a boyfriend? It's like,
Don't do that, guys.
We're being professional. We're actors. We're professional on set.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a dating, you know, what was that, like the
dating game?
When you ring the bell for the dating stuff, it slips my tongue.
Oh, wait. I think I know what you
mean. Speed dating?
Yes, there you go.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's not like that, you know?
No, honestly, they think it is.
Yeah.
A lot of this, for example, like the background.
Yes.
They really, if they give you someone like, here, this is your date, you're going to be sitting here, they really believe that you're on a date.
It's like, no.
Or if it's a club scene, they really think
you're actually,
that they're able gonna, like, they can pick you up, in a sense.
Personal space, guys. Personal space, bubble space. Don't touch.
Yeah. Don't touch. That makes sense. That makes sense.
You gotta respect personal space.
God.
That is so weird. So that is venting. Well, you know, speaking of venting, that's a good one.
Yeah. Nature calls for me, actually, so I'll be right back.
He's got a vent.
He's got to vent.
He's got to go, you guys.
Vent to the restroom.
I feel sorry for that toilet, Stephanie. I really do. I got to tell you. Well, we're so glad that you're here, Stephanie.
I'm so glad to be back. Like, this is so much fun, guys.
It is, isn't it? We love having you here. By the way, we were actually not getting in trouble earlier on for being crazy and fun. It had to do with a connection here that we were having issue with. So everything's good.
Okay. Well, I thought we were bringing down the house.
I know, right? Because we just had so much fun.
Well,
is he back?
Is he back?
Whoa.
Well.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. I mean, Stephanie Rojas.
Happy birthday to you. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And he had his here.
Wowzers. This is dark and looks great.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, 85 degrees, for making this happen.
It's not even 98 degrees.
I don't think it's 98, but it's like 95 and a half,
thank
85
you guys.
Degrees.
I said 85 degrees.
Oh, you did? Yes, whatever.
You
did.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
There's alcohol in there, just a little bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
I knew you would like that little kick.
I'll save it afterwards.
Yeah.
You know
spiked
what?
It up for you.
You guys are amazing. This has been a great birthday weekend, I have to say.
Aww.
Being surprised and then doing this, you guys.
Yeah, we're going to need that hat back, by the way.
No way. Yeah. The piñata hat.
I'm just kidding. Well, thank you so much for saying so, Stephanie. It's been great having you here.
No, it's been my pleasure.
You get a gift for doing your ventilator.
So we have kazoo, we've got glasses, we've got tea.
If you're hungry, we got a hamburger.
These are shakers, by the way.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
So we do a jam session after the interview.
Yes.
So we got a couple minutes. We can actually
there you go. I love that one.
We can wrap this up actually pretty soon. So because
we started a little bit past, so we got like we got a little bit of time. We definitely have enough time.
Right.
For the twist board, my man.
Okay. Well, we got a
chameleon.
Just do the twist.
So we love Shark Tank, you guys.
Hey.
And they have an invention that they did pick up. Lori, she picked this up. It's called the twist board. The workout board with the twist.
How does this thing work?
We're going to open this.
I think it was already open. Someone got into it.
I had to band-aid this thing.
Just rip it off.
Here, hold this.
Yank it.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at her.
Look at the aggression.
Those muscles.
Whatever I said, I did not mean.
And it comes with a workout DVD, by the way.
Ooh.
Because he was gonna throw this away.
Oh, with the DVD.
With the DVD.
Oh, that's
inside.
Great. Oh, yeah. Look at that's like a skateboard without wheels.
I know. What is this thing?
So you get on. Get on.
Okay, I get on it.
Yes. Check this out.
I think it goes like that, right?
No, the other side.
It's like you're snowboarding.
No, snowboarding.
No, you gotta stand on it.
Come on, baby.
Yes.
Let's do the twist.
There you go. Do you feel it on your abs?
Use the core muscles. Suck it all in. And go. One and two and three on the right.
Okay, no. So you gotta do a twist.
Do the chubby. Think about Chubby Checker with the song.
Do you feel anything? You want to try it, Stephanie?
I don't know. I mean,
come on, birthday girl. Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
You got flat shoes. Those are perfect. Vans, by the way. She's sporting Vans.
Oh, yeah.
Skateboard shoes. You're ready, girl.
Woo! There you go.
Yeah.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Oh yeah, there you go. Bang 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 bang
bang
bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang
bang bang bang
bang bang bang bang bang bang bang bang
bang bang bang bang.
Make another trip to the restroom. I'm just kidding. Well,
it's that time.
It's that time, sadly. Any plugs? Let's plug it again.
Plug it again.
Plug it again.
You can go ahead and find me at Rojas_out. Rojas out. Hey.
My hair is literally stuck.
Guys, you look like a bunch of wizards.
We're going to the lovely world of Harry Potter. Mr. Potter.
It looks like this hat found a new home.
Think so. Nothing just wants to stay on your head. It's so weird. She has one of those heads that just nothing fits.
When you have a bad head day.
Yeah.
Not even a hair day.
Well, thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. Check us out, strangechameleonshow.com.
Thank you. Have a strange night. Have a strange dream.
Yeah. That was great.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.